On the bottom of Hayomet Aleph. Teinach Kol Milsa Yechsiva Bahai In Yona. We said that, how do we know that the things that are written in the parish are ma'akiv? Because it says kocha. So kocha is an ikub. That's only the things written in the parasha of the Meluim itself. Things that aren't written there. Milsa delok siva b'hayin yonim in olam. There are two parashas of the Meluim. One in parashas Tetzaveh, where the Torah tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbeinu Shem tells Moshe Rabbeinu what to eventually do b'shivas yimei ha-Meluim. And then in parashas Tzav, the Torah tells us what actually happened b'shivas yimei ha-Meluim. Followed by Parsha Shemini, which what happened on the eighth day after the Shiva Simei Amaluim. So, see Rashi. Milsa Ksiva Bahayin Yonah, the Parsha Savos de Meluim, Shenemer Viyata Tetzada. Right? That's where it says Kocha, in the Parsha Tetzada, when it speaks about what's supposed to be done, the Shiva Simei Amaluim. But there are things that aren't written there, but are written when it actually happened, what happened. And there it doesn't say Kocha. So how do you know those things are ma'akev? The loksiv b'parshas ha'miluim b'zeh ha'dover asher ta'aseh loksiv she'itin halachosh in urim v'tumim. Rashi gives an example. What's not written? It doesn't say that you should put inside the choshin the urim v'tumim kishil bishon. Right? Avo b'parshas tzavis aron in tzav. There it says shenem roshom asiyas ha'miluim. There it speaks about the actual miluim itself. What happened? There it says that you put the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen. Right? So therefore, what's it called? What about that? Is that Ma'akev or not? You didn't put the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen. And here, the Rambam has a sheet that the Urim V'Tumim are the stones itself. Obviously, there's no Choshen without the stones. But most Rishonim learned the Urim V'Tumim were something else. They were different shemas of the Rabban Lishlam that were either written on cloth or on some kind of metal that were put inside the Choshen. So what if you didn't put them inside? And in the second Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't Urim V'Tumim. Those shemos of the Rabbanu Shem didn't exist. So how do you know that by the Meluim it was Ma'akiv? The Rashi asks, the Tomer Apa V'Ata Tetzaveh Nemer the Nasate L'Choshen HaMishpares Urim V'Tumim. The Chorin Tetzaveh also says you should put the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen. Ein Zumi Parshas HaMeluim. But that's not by the Meluim. That's in how you make the Beged. But in the actual Meluim, where you put the Choshen on Aaron in order to create the induction to Kohuna, there it doesn't say that you should put the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen. El Asiyas HaBegodim V'Ahun Yonah Lokshiv Kocha Likuva. There it doesn't say Kocha. Kocha is said only by the things to do with the Meluim. So how do I know that the things that are written in Parshat Tzav, where it doesn't say Kocha, are also Ma'akev? So Omer Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok Yolit Pesach Pesach. You learn Pesach Pesach, just like it says in Parshas Tetzaveh, Pesach Oel Moed Yesh Mushivas Yomim. In Parshas Tzav, it also says Pesach. So Gzeres Shavah. And therefore the word Kocha goes on what it says in Parshas Tzav also. Rashi Pesach Pesach, B'Tzavoh Ksiv, El Pesach Oel Moed. The Chain Basiyah, an extra one. And by the actual doing it in Parshas Tzav, it also says Pesach Oel Moed. Takriv El Pesach Oel Moed. The Ochel Aaron of Onimus Besar Ha'ayil V'Yasalechem Asher Besal Pesach Oel Moed. The Chain Basiyah V'Eskol Ho'ed Ha'kilo El Pesach Oel Moed. Bashlu Es Habosar Pesach Oel Moed. So it uses the Pesach Oel Moed. That's where they're going to have the Meluim, both in Parshas Tetzaveh and in Parshas Tzav. So it comes to tell me that whatever applies to Parshas Tetzaveh, which means that everything written there is Ma'akev, so too whatever's written in Parshas Tzav is also Ma'akev. Rav Misharshia Omar, Ushmartem es Mishmeres Hashem Ikuva. Rav Misharshia says you don't need the Gzeres Shavah. In Parshas Tzav itself, it says a Loshen Ikuv. It says Ushmartem es Mishmeres Hashem, right? Shivas Yomim, and that's an Ikuv. That's also as if it would say you have to do this. And if you don't do it, you don't make this Mishmeres, then it's not good. Rav Misharshia Omar, but Parshas Asiyosim Nomi Ikuv Aksiva. Ushmartem Mishmeres, Mashma Tishmor Kechol HaKosov. Do exactly as I told you. You don't need Gzereshava to tell me that when it says Kocha, but in Tetzaveh, that Kocha applies also to what was written in Tzav. No, in Tzav also, there's a Lashon of Ikuv. Rav Ashi Omar, Kichein Tzuvesi Ikuvah. Rav Ashi says that the word Kichein Tzuvesi, That's what I was commanded, and that's what has to be done, right? That's also an ikuv, and that's written in Parshas Tzav. So you don't need a gzeirah shavah. There's a lashon of ikuv in Parshas Tetzaveh, kacha, and in Parshas Tzav, either ushmartim es shmeres Hashem, or kichein tzuveisi. Tana Rabbanan. Now we're going to something new. Kichein tzuveisi, kashir tzuveisi, kashir tzivu Hashem. Three times by shmini lemeluim. This is Parsha Shmini. This is after the 7 days of Miluim. So on the eighth day is when they actually inducted Aaron and his children to be Kohanim. And on that eighth day, it says three times, this is what I was commanded to do. So what do they come to tell me? Kichein tzuveisi ba'aninus yochlua. Right? I was commanded that you should eat it even though you're an onen. Right? That the Rabban Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Aaron and his sons were onanim, right? Onanim, that they, their brother died, son died. So normally an onan is not allowed to eat kachim. But here, the Rabban Shem said, I want you to eat the shlamim, right, today, even though you're onanim. So I was commanded that you do that. Kashir tzuveisi b'shas ma'isa. The second one is b'shas ma'isa, they were hesitant to eat it. So he reminded them, I'm telling you, I was told that you should eat it, even though normally the halacha is an onan, doesn't eat kachim. B'shas ma'isa, amar lahem, kashir tzivu Hashem, v'lo me'elai ani omer. Right, and that's the call he told them. B'shas Ma'isa, it's Kasher Tziva Hashem. Not telling you on my own. This is the Rabban Shem said B'Theirish, you should eat it. What's it called? Ba'aninus. Tana Rabbanu, Kichein Tzuveisi, Rashi. I didn't knock at Hachal Midrash. Kichein Tzuveisi, L'nyona de Miluim. Since we darshan the Kichein Tzuveisi in Parshat Tzav, L'gabi the Shiva Simea Miluim, that it comes as an ikuv, that anything that's written in the parasha you have to do, and if you don't do it, it's possible. Right, asa kavala brisa hachal midrash kichein tzuveisi the shmini lemayasa. So now we're going off on a tangent. What does the kichein tzuveisi teach me by shmini lemiluim? Says that same lashon there. What's that come to tell me? The lav niyahu krod in yonah demiluim. It's not the same pasuk that we've walked on before, which is talking about shiva simei miluim, the tzav esar, which is in tzav. Ela diyom hashmini dechsib b'mincha pichuas hamincha noseres mishe Hashem deichlua matzos eitzal hamizbeach yichein tzuveisi. It's a pasuk in Parsha Shmini. They should take the mincha and eat it as I was commanded. Kasher tzuveisi gabi sir chatos. That pasuk kasher tzuveisi is by sir chatos. Asher dorash Moshe v'nei sora. Moshe Rabbeinu inquired about it and it was burnt. They didn't eat it. Ksiv. Moshe said, why did you burn it? You should have eaten it, the makom kodesh, like I was commanded. By the shlamin, the shokat truma, the chazei atnufa. Also, he told them, ksiv tochlu b'makom tor, eat it. Kasher tzivu Hashem. V'lomer lichad mikol hani, why do you need all these psukim? V'chichol advorim shenemer l'moshe lomer l'Yisrael chos v'yomer kichein tzuveisi. Every time Moshe Rabbeinu told B'nai Yisrael something, he had to add, that's what I was commanded. It's obvious, he's telling them what the Rabbeinu Shem told him. Why does he have to mention it specifically? So there must be some special reason why over here it says kichein tzuveisi. Onanim al nodav aviyu, they were onanim on nodav and aviyu. V'kodshim asurim la'onan. And a kachim are also to an onen. Mikal v'chomer mi'maiser. How do we know that an onen is not allowed to eat kachim? V'kal v'chom from maiser. By maiser it says, lo achalti bi oni mimenu. Maiser akal. Dechsiv ha mi'maiser, lo achalti bi oni mimenu. V'hu amar lohen lechol ha-mincha. Right, he told them to eat the mincha. I were onenim, we're not allowed to eat kachim. Lomar kichein tzuveisi ba'aninus tochlua. Special halach over here that you have to eat it ba'aninus. Kasher tzivesi b'shas ma'isa, amar lahem, kishemotza masha osu, shesorfu sir achatos, for whose sir shirosh chodesh? We found out that they burned the sir of Rosh Chodesh. Right? That was one of the sirim they had. Rashi Shita is that the sir that was burned was sir Rosh Chodesh. There was another sir that they brought that day, on the eighth day. That was sir Nachshon. Nachshon ben Aminadav, right, was the first Nasi, and he brought that sir, right? They were makrivit for him. And Tosa says, in many places in Shas, that was the seer that was burned, the seer Nachshon. But what's it called? But Rashi learns it was seer Rosh Chodesh. Omer lohem, hein lohu v'estamu. Why'd you burn it? if you had brought the blood right inside, which is usher, then the carbon would be possible. You have to burn it. But you didn't do that. You brought the carbon to kasha. So why didn't you eat it? Why'd you burn it? Just like I told you at the mincha that you should eat it, right? Eat it when you're an omen. Don't do what you did with the chatas and burnt it. Moshe made a mistake by this. Shelo nemer lo ela b'mincha uvechazi v'shok useir shmini uveseir nachshon shayu kodshe shah. When Moshe Rabbeinu heard from the Rabban Hashem that he should eat it paninus, he only heard it on those things that were special for shmini l'miluim. All these karbanas were only brought that day. They weren't regular karbanas. But seir Rosh Chodesh was a regular karban of every Rosh Chodesh. Had nothing to do with shmini l'miluim per se. It just happened to coincide with the fact that it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So when the Rabban Hashem said to eat it by Ninus, he only meant those karbanos that were special for that day. But not karbanos that weren't special for that day. Those had the regular halacha that an onen can't eat them. Avasiro shchodesh ukadshe doros lo huter la onen. Right. Ushlosha seirim karvu babiyom. There were three seirim they brought on that day. Sirei chatos. Velo nisrof elashe rosh chodesh vilvad. The only one they burned was Rosh Chodesh, because that was the one that Rashi says that wasn't special for that day. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, he described that Seir is the one that is Mechaper on Avon Ha'eda. Which Seir was brought Mechaper on Avon Ha'eda? Zeu Shorosh Chodesh. Habo'al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. It comes Mechaper on the Eda in case they went into the Beis HaMikdash or ate Kodshim. Betuma didn't know about it. The Seir Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper on that. Kemoshe Shanir Mesechah Shavuos. Okay. So that's what these three times it says, Ki chen tzuvesi by Shmini l'meluin. Omrav Yossi bar Chanina, Michnosayim ein ksuvim b'parsha. Now we're going back to the Shivas Yimei Meluin. It doesn't say that the Kohen had to wear pants, right, in the Parshas HaMeluin. So how do I know it's Ma'akim? B'chlau, it doesn't say it. Kasher Omer, the Zehu Adobra Shirtas Elohem, the Kaddish Osam, the Chahain, the Havia Michnasayim. This Zehadobra, after it mentions all the begotten, it says, this Zehadobra, that's a remez to the fact that they also have to wear the pants. And it's Ma'akiv. Rashi Einon Ksuvim Beparsha, Belevisha Sabegodim, Lobit Savov, Lobasia. Not in Parsha's Tetzav, and not in Parsha's Tzav, does it mention the pants of the Kohen. The Vav comes to add something to what we mentioned before, the other three begotten by the Kohen Hedyon. Hamedaber b'tzavos asiyas habegotten, says the tzavov making the begotten, the sham ksiv asay lohem michnasei bad. When it speaks of making big day kohun, it body mentions the begotten, the pants. When it talks about putting them on the kohanim in for shivas yimei ameluim, it doesn't mention the pants specifically. But the Vav comes to tell me whatever was mentioned in making the begadim applies also to wearing the begadim for Shiva Simei Amaluim. The Asir Sa'efa, back in the Gemara, and it also comes to include Asir Sa'efa, meaning that on the day that a Kohen, Hedyot, is inducted, or every day for a Kohen Gadol, every day the Kohen Gadol is like inducted in for new, right? So he has to bring an Asir Sa'efa. That's called Chavite Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Hedyo brings it on the day that he starts to be, what's it called, to work as a Kohen. First time he ever does. So that also had to be brought by Shiva Simei Amaluim. But it doesn't say it Beferish, but the Vav comes to include that. A regular Kohen brings on the day that he's inducted into the Kuna, that he starts, the first day he ever does Avoda, he brings an Asir Soeifa. Even a Kohen Hedyot does that the day that he's inducted. And the Kohen Gadol brings it every day. Okay. Michnasayim, it says in the parsha of Tetzaveh, where it speaks about making the begadim. So the Vav can come and say, whatever I told you in making the begadim also applies to wearing the begadim on Shiva Simei Amaluim. El Asiris Ha'ifa Min Olam. Where do you know Asiris Ha'ifa from? It's not mentioned in that parasha. So the Vav can't come to include that. It's not even there. Asya Zezeh. You learn a Gzereshava Zezeh. Mivezeh Korban Aaron Uvonav Asherakivu Lashem Asiris Ha'ifa. Right? And Zeh Hadav Rasher Tasu. So the Gzereshava between Zeh and Zeh by Shvishimei Maluim and what's it called and the Korban of Asiris Ha'ifa. It doesn't mention Asiris Ha'ifa, neither Pasha. Not the Tzav and not Tzav. The Asiris Ha'ifa, let me say this for one second. Bishlam Echnasayim Ksive Bin Yonah the Begadim. The Le'el Mine, right before that, it speaks about making the Begadim, mentions the Mechasayim. Therefore, you can learn be marred by the Mechnasayim from the Vav. Right? Just like the Mechnasayim were mentioned, when you had to make them, they apply also to the wearing by Shiva Simei Amalui. But the Asiris Ha'if wasn't mentioned there, so the Vav can't include that. Zek Korban Aaron Uvame, Basiris Ha'if, Aksiv, Shahedit, Maybe Biyom Chinucho, the Kohen Gadol, Becholyom. That's the parish of Asiris Ha'if. Right, the chinuch of a kohen hedyet and the chavite kohen gadol every day. Okay, let's go on.
So why do we need two psukim?
What?
So why do we need the two psukim? Zeh from zeh. We already know from that pasuk zeh korban aaron uvonav.
No, that's talking stam. That what's it called? But how do I know that it's ma'akib by the meluim? That applies specifically to meluim, right? How do I know that even reading them the parsha was ma'akev? If Moshe didn't read them the parsha, the meluim wouldn't have been kosher. Before they, what's it called, they started the whole Shiva Shemiyah meluim, Moshe got everybody together and he explained to them the instructions of what was going to be done. And that Kriyas HaParsha is also part of the meluim and it was ma'akev. Talmud Lomar, Vayomer Moshe La'edo, Zeh HaDover Shetziv HaShem, Afilu Dibor Ma'akev, Zeh HaDover. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to tell you the instructions. And if I wouldn't tell you them, then it's possible. Mikra Parshas Miluim, Shinitstabu V'ata Tetzave, Omer Lohem Letzibur Be'esav Yishlosh Shabbat, on the 23rd day of Adar, which was the beginning of the Shiva Simei Miluim, because they ended on what's it called on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was the 8th day. Sheskilu HaMiluim, the Hikilas Ha'eda El Pesach Ha'amoyed, Shinamra V'tikoy El Ha'eda, V'yomer Moshe El Ha'eda, Zeh HaDovra Shatsiv HaShem Lasos, Umikros Halalu Be'asiyas HaMiluim B'tzav Esar. These psukim are by the Meluim in Tzav, and the Lamaisa, what's it called, doesn't say that he told them anything. So what he told them was, the instructions I'm going to give you now are Ma'akiv. Okay, now the Gemara goes to something else. Ketzad Hilbisham. How did they actually put the begad, Bigde Kahuna, on Aaron and his children? Where it says, Ketzad Hilbisham, my dehavi havi. Maisa, what's the kind of question is that? Whatever it was, was. It's not a question, Lamaisa. So, you don't ask questions like that. However they put the begad on, they put him on. And the Ketzad Malbisham was in love. No, it's an Ismogay Lamaisa. How in the future will we put the begad on the Kohanim? We'll see in 1 second what the problem is. Where it says Vasid Lavo Nami Shiyavo Aaron Uvonav Moshe Mohem Vasid Lavo, when there'll be a third Beis Hamikdash, so there'll be Tchias Hamesim too. And the Radvaz says it doesn't mean that the regular Tchias Hamesim will be necessarily in the time of Mashiach, but the Tchias Hamesim for special great people will be Moshe Mashiach. So Moshe and Aaron will be back, so they'll know how to do it. Ela Ketzad Hilbisha LeMizber Kroy. No, the idea is over here. It's not, we're not trying to find the halacha. The halacha, we don't need a paskin now. Moshe and Aaron will be around. They'll tell us the halacha. Right, we don't have to know what happened because it happened already. So you don't have to know halachas that are theoretical. What we have to know is how to understand the psukim. How does it work? So that's lemaisa. Lemaisa is you have to understand the Torah. And there's two ways of learning the psukim, so that's the Gemara Shaila. Which way is the proper way? Pligi bar Rabchi of Rabbi Yochanan. Takas machlokas, how to understand these psukim. Chad omer Aaron the achar kach bana. One said that first Aaron put on all his begadim and then his children. The Chadomer Aaron Uvonav Vasachas. And one said they all were dressed at the same time. The Gemara is going to discuss later how that Shaya, that Moshe dressed them all at the same time. See, same time doesn't mean simultaneously. It means something else. How did they dress the Kohanim, Aaron and his children? What was the order? My gahave have. Umatzorech lanulisha. We have to ask shailas that are totally theoretical. Whatever was, not going to happen again. So Mara says, no, it's going to happen again. Lost in love. So I have to know how to do it in the future. Mara says, well, in the future, Moshe and Aaron will be there. You don't have to know. So the Mara says, no, we have to know how to read the psukim. The mizmer cry, the lo lirmu adodi, not to make a stira, because the psukim are difficult, because in one place it says one thing, in another place it says something different. The betzavok shiva chagarta osom avnei Aaron avonav. Mashma chagirosim shal avu bonim b'seder echad. Velo hifsik levishas beged acher ben osayim. Right, by the tzav in tzave, it's mashma that you put them all on at the same time, meaning that you don't put a different beged. We'll see. It's only no gear to the belt. All the belts were put on one after the other without any other beged in between. Notice everything was dressed until the belt, and then all the belts were put on together, not at the same time, but one after the other consecutively without anything else in between. That's what's mashma in tzave. Uvashia, but when the actual doing it in Tzav, there it says something else. Ksiv ba'aron vayacharosu ba'avnei. It says first they put the avnei on Aaron, the seder levishas begodim, the gomer, the hilbishu kol amabushim, and then all the other begodim were put on Aaron. The achar kach hakreiv bano v'halbishen. And then what's it called? The children's belts were put on, and their clothing was put on. So there was a hefsik between the belt of Aaron and the belt of the children. So it's two different it's a mashma from this pasuk this way and this pasuk this way. So how do we learn it? For the chogar Aaron of Bona Basachas didn't happen consecutively one after the other, all the belts. Omer Abaye. So now Abaye explains what the shaila was. The ksones of the mitznefes kuli amalo pligi de Aaron v'yachar bonav. In the ksones and the mitznefes, everybody agrees that Aaron's ksones and mitznefes was put on before the ksones and mitznefes of his children. Okay? The bain b'tzavo, bain b'asiya, Aaron kodim. Because both in Parshas Tetzave and in Parshas Tzav, it says Aaron first by the ksones and the mitznefes. And the mele, the michnasayim, the same thing. Okay, so those three begodim were put on for Aaron first, and only later his children. The question is only by the belt. Ki plige ba'avnet, only by the belt. Manda omer Aaron the achar kach bonav, the one who says that first Aaron had his belt put on, and then all the rest of the begodim of Aaron were put on, and then the belts of the children. So there was all the begodim of Aaron separated between the belt of Aaron and the belt of what's it called, the children. Mandomer Aaron v'yachar kabon of the sea v'yachar osom v'avneit v'hoder k'si v'yachar osom avneit. First it says that you put the avneit on Aaron, and then it says to put the avneit on the children, because Aaron first had all his begodim put on, and then the avneit, and then the begodim of all the other children were put on, and then their avneit. So there was all the begodim were separated between the two avneitim, right? The one who says that they were put, the belts were put on at the same time, holds that right, that you put on all of them together. Now that means that what's it called, that first Aaron was dressed in three begodim, then you dress the children in their three begodim, and then you put all the belts on one after the other without anything separating between them. So that's what it means, that all the belts were put on at the same time. See Rashi. Abaye meforish lola milsayu b'ksones u'mitznefes v'hochi nok ksones u'mitznefes sheshovim begodl v'hedyin. The reason it said ksones u'mitznefes because those are the two begodim that both the kohen hedyin and kohen godl wear alike. The other begodim of Aaron are only for the kohen godl. Those were put on obviously special for him. U'michnosayim v'huchach one. We didn't have to mention the michnosayim. Shari hein kol mimachol. They were the first thing put on. Kidam rinan. But come on, menayin shlo yedover kol mechasayim. First, the pants are put on before you put anything else on. Where it says kulei amalo pligi de Aaron v'acharbonav. The other begodim, everybody holds that Aaron put those begodim on before the kohanim put any beged on. La Aaron hilbish tchila kol shar begodim chutz me'avnei. Except for the avnei, Aaron was put all his seven begodim except for the avnei. The achar kach hiskul habish, and then the children were dressed. And then all the avnetim were put on at the same time. That's the man the Omer who says that the avnet was put on at the same time. And the other man the Omer says, no. First Aaron was dressed with his avnet, and then they started putting on the begodim of the other kohanim, and then in the end their avnet. The bein b'tzavo bein b'asiyah kach tziv. By the other begodim, except for the avnei, it says both by the tzivui and by the actual dressing, Aaron first before the children. Ki pligi ba'avnei. When it was commanded, it says Vayachor Osam altogether. Uvechagarta Osam avmeit Aaron levonav. Velo nemer chagira ba'Aaron b'seder levishas begodim. I didn't say over there what's it called Aaron first. Uvasiya nemer chagiraso b'seder shar begodim. The chagiras bonav liatzam b'seder bigdayim. When they actually did it, it says first they dressed Aaron and put his belt on, and then they dressed the children and put their belt on. So Mashma Aaron's belt came before they started dressing the children. So man de omer Aaron of one of bivasachas ozul basar tzavo. He goes, the ikar is what it said in the command. And when it says what they did, it comes to tell me something else, we'll see. Well, the kamei mefarish vasachas mishkachas. So now the Gemara is going to ask, how's it possible to put on all the belts at one time? Moshe Rabbeinu was doing it all. Couldn't put all of them on at the same time. But it's like we said, all the same time means there was no other baggage separating between the belts. Okay.